I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, you'll have to tell me how good's footy.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
Footy's dirty this week. I think that's it. Footy's dirty.
Yeah.
Disgusting wins.
Yeah.
Disgusting losses.
Yep. Can I tell you what I think footy is?
Overcooked roast.
Footy is dead.
Footy's dead. Yeah. Oh, football is dead.
Yeah. Yeah, mate. It went down with a poor man's knee. I love Eric Hipwood. I love him. I'll defend him forever.
So many cunts are always going at me that he's shit. He doesn't kick enough goals, blah, blah, blah. You saw on the weekend. And you take him out of the team, it's a rabble. I got starting to get that feeling.
Confirmed?
Oh, no.
Starting to get that feeling.
Oh, no.
The season, it's slipping away. I don't want to talk about Eric Hipwood too much because I might cry. I fucking love
it's
him.
It's weird. I can actually see it.
I'm getting a bit misty. Yeah. I fucking love him. I feel so sorry
Have
for
Have they confirmed it?
I haven't heard it confirmed yet, but they're never wrong with ACLs.
No, they usually get it pretty right.
They say it, and then that's pretty much confirmed. I'm sure we'll
We had two on the weekend too.
We've had two at that ground now. I don't really like Metricon Stadium.
Well, Brisbane's kind of got a curse there.
Yeah.
Because you lost Cam Rainer there.
Chris Fagan kind of very pointedly said, that's the second player we've lost at this stadium.
And you lost someone else, there's three.
We've had three. I can't remember what the third one was.
The third one was... Prior to it was the end of last season, I think.
Yeah, I can't recall what it was, but yeah, it's not a great place.
This was a like Tom, you said at the start, a dirty, sad round of football, and it also culminated in what I would like to go forward as calling "fucked Sunday," where
fucked Sunday.
We had dog shit game after dog shit game, and then fucked Sunday came along, and every result was off its fucking head.
Yep.
Whether it be good or bad, it was just surprising.
Yes.
And the games were a lot better.
I don't know about that. I think there were some interesting results. I don't know if the quality, I think there was a good game on Sunday. I think there were some interesting results on Sunday as well.
You know what?
Disguise the ability of what those games were.
And I think that like we've seen what happens when you put two football teams in a wind turbine.
Yeah.
Interesting results.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Let's just dive straight into Thursday night.
Thursday night, I tipped Melbourne. Sean, you tipped Melbourne thinking I'd tip Port Adelaide. And Tom,
I tipped Port Adelaide. Yeah.
Dumb fuck. You son of a bitch.
What?
As if you fucking tipped them.
What? It's the most obvious tip in the world.
I don't think it is, mate. I fucking sweated over that tip.
I didn't.
I just thought I'd had a feeling. I had a bit of a feeling.
Port. I've lost Port. To the other three out of the other
all right.
three out of well, have now lost all the
If it was at the MCG, I would have agreed with your theory there.
Zach Butters coming in. Huge.
Zach Butters leaving again.
Zach Butters also out again. Very sad.
Oh, well.
It's so Port Adelaide have used the medical sub, I think, 13 out of the 16 games so far this year.
That's rough.
And Melbourne have only used it four times, and that's how they're cheating
because
they're fit.
No.
Port.
How many of those are actual injuries?
Well, I don't think any of the players have played for, like, after they've gone out, they haven't come back for, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, whatever.
Wasn't there a... Was it the first round where like almost every team used a medical sub and then almost every player played the next
week? Well, no, the big one was the first game was Nick Vlosten went off and then Hardwick said he'd play next week and then he didn't play for 6 weeks.
Yeah, good. Justice. That's what Justice. You get.
Yep.
Try and play the game. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Melbourne wanted this more to prove themselves and to steady the ship. Port Adelaide shit their pants, needed the win. See, Port Adelaide in theory needed the win more. Melbourne needed the win more for them.
Yep.
They were playing for something. There was no external pressures. They were playing for themselves.
Yeah. Do many people tip Melbourne?
No. Well, I mean, Port Adelaide was the... Yeah.
I was...
heavy your lips.
I was heavy on the mind games last week.
Yeah.
In the show. And, talking up Port. Port were going to win. Melbourne. I reckon Melbourne might finish fifth.
What I loved is...
And then I tipped Melbourne.
On Monday, you already had that thought, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You were just lying.
Yeah.
All a charade.
Yeah. Just a little sprinkle.
It's good, mate.
Yeah.
That's some good acting.
Got to find an edge.
Yeah. So 8 games. Oh, this is also worth noting because we're recording at our normal time a bit half an hour later.
Yeah.
But which means that one game hasn't happened yet.
Correct.
So as it currently stands, Sean and we're still both locked on the same amount of tips.
And as it currently stands too, the reason we're not doing that game is pretty obvious.
Has
for
it
everyone.
Started?
No. And it is also Who Cares Cup.
Maybe I'll change my tip.
What the fuck?
To North Melbourne.
Fucked Monday.
Oh! Fucked Monday!
No, that's something I do,
Sean.
I can't do it, no. I might.
Well, it looks like our battle continues into next week, Joel.
Yeah, huge.
It's a big fucking fight. Oh, what a long way I've come. Remember that first season when Joel was the undisputed champion?
Yep.
And you were both shit?
Yeah.
And now you're shit.
Yep.
And Joel
still,
and
I haven't improved at all.
And Joel and I, we're nowhere near the top.
It's almost like...
we're in the top...
30-ish, 40-ish.
Sean.
I'm 33rd.
Top 20 would be good for us.
Sean, I'm going to make something that might make you upset, but I think the reason you're doing better over the last 2 years is because Brisbane have improved. I don't think your tipping ability...
That's what the Brisbane bump is.
Yeah. I think you're just as shit as me, but your team wins.
Yeah. No. Well.
Is winning again.
Fair enough.
That's what it is.
Me, you...
Your team's always won, so you're technically shitter than I was.
That's true.
So that means you've been, you're even shitter than you look.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so bad, guys.
Anyway, Melbourne good, Port flaky.
Yep.
Next game.
You're 29th, I'm 33rd, Matt Stewart is 30th. Unless it's not actually Matt Stewart, and they've just used the name Matt Stewart, which could also happen. Because it's Matt with 3 T's, not 2 T's. So I reckon there's a fake Matt Stewart and a real Matt Stewart.
You'd be able to tell if it's fake if they've been tipping the Saints.
Ooh. Anyway, Melbourne really announced themselves and they fixed the hole that they had, which was not scoring enough in the last couple of weeks. Kicked 86 points, which is still probably...
For that game, good.
Yeah. See who they brought in, though. Yeah, and they started scoring more.
Benny Brown.
He didn't do a lot, but structurally,
10 touches.
Very important.
Yep. Yep.
There was someone that was brought in this round that I'm very worried about in the future already. But we'll get to that on Fucked Sunday.
Yep. Yep. Next game.
Next game. Essendon with the dirtiest, most disgusting win. Watching a highlights package of this game, it was Essendon defeated Adelaide.
Kicked their lowest score in their history, Adelaide. Well done, Adelaide. You found a new way to suck shit.
Prime time.
Oh, prime time pants shit.
Never again.
No.
I reckon this game was so bad, Essendon have lost Friday nights, even though they won by 10 goals.
Look, before you dive into the details, I was driving back from the movies for this game and just put the radio on for the last quarter. And Hutto and Dwayne Russell were... And might have been, who else is on SEN? Dwayne and Hutto, and there's something like Tim Lane, maybe?
Tim Lane, Andy Maher.
Might have been Tim Lane. The three of them just sounded like they all wanted to die. And they were at one point, they were begging for a goal and were openly rotating the commentary around to see if someone could call a goal into existence. And it didn't happen.
Magic.
It was, the end of the game and the start of the game were very similar in the fact that there was 20 minutes without a goal pretty much on either side of the game. For that to happen, then Essendon to still win by 10 goals is fucked.
Yeah.
It was, I think, five behinds to two behinds before the first goal was kicked.
Yep.
Disgusting.
The dream is alive, though.
Big time, especially when we get to Fucked Sunday,
oh,
Sean.
Yeah. So many results.
Although Saturday night didn't help me. But that's okay.
Percentage, though. The percentage of those guys. Not you, but those guys. You've got them.
Yeah. The team that Matt Stewart did not tip. Right. Adelaide, lowest score they've ever kicked. Lowest score that's happened at Marvel Stadium ever. 21 points. Fucked up bad.
Was the roof closed?
No, the roof has been open since COVID restrictions eased in Melbourne because they can't close it. Because if they close it, they can't have people in.
Yeah. Okay.
And then another thing worth noting is people like, oh, it was because of no tags, but they only had like 30 inside 50s or something, or less.
Putrid.
Maybe it was 21.
Ugh. They just did not look like
Essendon doing absolutely anything. Fucking murdered them in the midfield and their half forward. Because like anytime it went anywhere near Essendon, we're like, thank you.
With one exception. There was a boy who I was getting excited about because he was on 16 touches at halftime, and I'm like, oh, he's fucking flying. Ended on 19 touches.
Who?
Darcy Parrish. He had three touches after halftime.
They were a quiet one.
Adelaide just shut him down after halftime. Yeah,
cop that in your fantasy team, Tom. Yeah, you still got him?
I still won.
Can I make a point about fantasy?
Yes.
Team? I'm putting people on notice.
Yep.
Our league, we've got some fucking list cloggers down the bottom who are not touching their teams. Their teams are shit ass. I'm telling you, next season, I haven't figured out how to do this yet. I'll figure it out.
Disqualify.
You're not going to be in the league. I'm going to do a cutoff. I'll figure something out. I don't like looking at it. I don't like looking at you, Tom, scoring percentage boosting wins against someone who doesn't give a shit.
I scored a percentage boosting win against Kados last week too.
He gives a shit, but he's just shit.
Yeah. Bang, got honestly. Him.
Yeah, so
nah, respect
Adelaide
Kados.
Put a hard tag.
All right, I don't.
Adelaide put a tag on Parrish, but that meant that they didn't have a tag on Merritt, who had 35 touches.
Oh, to raffle.
Yeah, look, it's not a great result. Game.
Archie Perkins.
Three goals.
Rising star?
Yes.
Surely.
Love well, it. No, not yet, but of course. Surely.
Yeah.
Imagine if he doesn't.
Someone would have to have a fucking enormous Monday night, I think.
And based on those teams, I don't think there's anyone.
Hey, North have got a lot of young players.
Yeah, but I think they're the ones that might have already been nominated.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Archie Perkins.
So that'll be the third Rising Star Tom that awesome. Essendon have this season.
Fantastic. And all three from those picks that they almost traded for Josh Dunkley.
Incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Everyone forgets about Zach Reed, me included.
Yep. No, but Cox and Perkins, they only got because of trading for Dunkley.
Yes.
Hey, he's right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
technically. But
the thing you said before, incorrect.
Yeah, I meant two.
Yes.
Because I know Harry Jones actually been there for a year.
Yeah, and he called up, Dodoro and was like, I barrack for Essendon and love them. Put me on the list. And he was like, no worries. Welcome to the team.
Yeah. Archie Perkins doesn't want to travel.
No. Good on. Well, when he plays at Marvel, he kicks three. So maybe. Don't put him on a plane ever.
Don't let him play anywhere else. He already plays at Marvel.
Give him the Richmond treatment, I reckon. Just let him just stay in Melbourne the whole time.
Even if Essendon aren't playing at Marvel, he gets to play at Marvel.
Yeah.
So whatever games are at Marvel, he can just play.
Yeah, he gets to pick a side and he's in it.
Yeah.
He's
just out there playing kick to kick with himself.
Yeah. No, so like it's like Bulldogs Freo and he's just there too.
Yeah.
Playing for Essendon.
Yeah.
And if he outscores either team, Essendon gets some premiership points.
Well, I'm glad you've actually mentioned outscoring a team because it was a hard-fought battle on Friday night. And whilst the overall result was a blowout, Adelaide Crows fought really hard in the last quarter to draw with Archie Perkins.
If they hadn't have happened, he would be the youngest player in history to outscore an entire team.
Fucking hell.
Fuck, that would have been enormous. But yeah, Archie Perkins kicked 3-1. Adelaide Crows kicked 2-9.
Whoa.
So technically, he outgoaled them.
Yeah. Good on him.
Good on you.
Wait, no, that doesn't make sense. No, he kicked 3-3.
Three.
3-3.
Yeah, 3-3.
He could have kicked 6.
Fuck, what a game.
Yeah, it was fucking spray bonanza.
Good on him.
Anyway, watching the highlights package of this game is funny because there's pretty much none.
I love that. I love when some weeks you load the highlights up and it's like 9 minutes and 40 seconds long. And you're like, ooh. And then you load it up. It's 40 minutes and 48 seconds. You're like, sick. I can't even listen to a pop song.
Well, when you put Adelaide on Friday night, you get what you deserve.
Yeah. One of the highlights of this was Cale Hooker kicking the first goal of the game. Welcome back, Cale. He didn't go anywhere. He just didn't kick goal last week.
But also, he didn't do much else after that.
In my head, I was like, had he been injured? Where'd he been?
Nah.
Yeah. Just away from the goal sheet.
Yeah.
Taking a defender, getting him out of the picture.
Yeah. Doing the team thing.
Yeah.
Except, as he has his whole career.
Except I don't think he did the team thing last week because I think Henry had a big game and was playing on Cale Hooker. I think Jack Henry gave him a bath last week.
That's all right. He doesn't have a contract at the end of the year. Him and Zaharakis might be in trouble since we're over.
I think Hooker might be okay.
Zaharakis is gone though, I think.
Unless you recruit a forward.
Yeah.
Probably keep Hooker on the list if he wants to stay.
Yeah. Sign him for a year
leadership.
At least. And he seems to like the dynamic in our forward line. And there was a great photo after the game. I don't know if you saw it, Sean.
No.
Here, I'll show it to you. It's a photo of Cale Hooker, Jake Stringer, Draper, and
While you're looking for that, we're just going to talk about Sam Draper's worst kick for goal in the history of time.
Did you see it, Sean?
I didn't see a lot of this game. I had a dog emergency waiting for me.
Draper had two moments in this game that were fucking enormous, and he cooked the end of them both times. Mm. Took a huge mark, 25 meters out, pretty tight angle.
Nah, wasn't that tight an angle?
Should have been a goal.
Yeah.
Undercooked it.
Real Shawshank under 18s level.
Didn't make the distance from the distance. 25.
That's disgusting. Yeah. Did you try and kick the shit out of the ball and just botch it?
Not even that. He just fucked it.
I've never seen a ball spin so much.
My God.
It like came off his shin and then his foot.
So it had a lot of backspin and then just dropped into the defender who was standing on the goal line.
My God.
He was standing a bit in. It wasn't the goal line. He was like top of the square.
All right, let me see this photo.
And I reckon this gets Hooker signed for another year.
See, you love to see it.
That's Hooker beautiful. With almost no clothes on. Everyone else still in their full kit.
Yep.
Jake Stringer looking like he's ready to bash a photographer for some reason.
Hooker, I like to imagine, doesn't just take his jumper off. He just rips it like the Hulk.
Every week.
God, we got to sell that at auction. Rah!
The soft cap has exploded at Essendon.
But like, no so money. Look at that leadership. Look at that leadership. Yeah. Look at that leadership.
He's telling him a story.
Yes.
Yeah. Bring it in, boys. Yeah, he'll get a year.
Yeah, he'll get a year based on that photo alone.
Zaharakis, not so sure.
Yeah. Well, he's
been the medical sub like 8 times.
Yeah.
He's been really struggled to... Like, we've brought him in as a medical sub a couple of times and he's had like a impact, but not enough to get
selected. There's too many players like him at Essendon who are younger and fitter.
Yep.
I wonder with Langford out, because that's another thing. Langford did his hamstring. So Zaharakis might come in for that. But Guelphy was already in the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Guelphy moves to that position and maybe someone else comes in at a different spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many rounds left?
Five.
Five, yeah. So Zaharakis has got, 9 games left?
Yeah. Real Doggies 2016 vibes. Look, always good for us because I was shitting myself. Even at 3/4 time, I was like, fuck, we're not far enough in front. If Adelaide come out and do... It's what Richmond did to us. It's made me so scared of every game.
Yeah.
And what Hawthorn did to us in round 1.
Yeah.
But you have nothing to worry about with this game.
Don't listen to him. He wouldn't understand what he's talking about. He's never experienced this in his life.
Next game where Tom, I think, experienced exactly what I'm talking about.
Nope, I didn't, because the next game was played in Tasmania between Hawthorn and Freo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This was...
Smashed him.
Yeah.
Oof. Jeez. Do you know who played very well, boys?
Who?
Just a lazy 30-2 goals from the great David Mundy.
Oh, Brownlow.
Brownlow. Lock him in.
Yeah.
Lock him in.
I feel like we forget him again.
He could go around again.
He's still fucking... Oh, he will. I think he will, won't he?
He has to.
Has to, yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
Rory lob kick 3-4. 4 goals, 3.
Yeah.
Flights 200, which it feels weird because it feels like he should have done that already. But then you forget he's had a fair bit of injuries. And
I look forward to Mundy retiring and instantly becoming mayor of Perth and beating the shit out of
Basil.
Basil, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Throw him in the fucking ocean, I reckon.
Yeah. Feed him to hellhole.
Yeah. Kill him.
Yeah.
I hope
him through the streets for all I care.
Yeah. Well done, Freo. Yeah. Hawthorn. Okay. Yep. Oof. This is what you're at, I guess. No wonder your coach is leaving in 2 years.
Well, 1 year and a half.
Yeah. I was watching. I don't know. Again, I don't
Godspeed.
Know. Yep. My
Freo in the finals too.
Yeah, Freo 7.
That's the juiciest part of all of this.
This Freo is the biggest
has
part.
Jumped with a massive percentage boosting win. Yeah, the percentage is still a bit disgusting.
Yeah.
Considering they're seventh. Yeah. Seventh with a percentage of 97.
They'll likely finish this round 8th.
Unless a massive boil over happens.
And then it's in their hands. If they want to play finals, it's up to them.
There is so many teams that are so close to finals that have just shit their pants in games that they need to win that in 5 weeks I'd be like, we would have made finals if we didn't shit our little shorts.
I'll tell you one huge game coming up a few weeks from now.
Mm.
So after Richmond play Brisbane, then they play Geelong, then they go over to Perth and play Freo.
Oh!
That's a fucking juicy game. Put that on a Friday night. Freo don't get Friday night games. I want to see it happen. Friday night.
They've got a Thursday night game this week, Sean.
Yeah, Friday night, cunt.
Yeah, Thursday's pretty good. It's an entree to the Friday night.
It's okay. Hey. You're right. That is a great way to describe it.
You know, warm them up to it.
Yeah.
Cunt. Are those ears painted on?
What are you, my uncle?
Could be. Fuck. I feel like.
Oh, love that. Too much.
Am I an apprentice and are you the boss?
Well, you're the apprentice of podcasting in this studio by the sounds of things. Sorry. This was a game that I referenced wrongly before, which was Carlton take on Geelong.
Yep. This was a dirty, dirty game.
Horrific. Vibes of Friday night.
Yeah. Just real, real dog shit effort. From
both teams.
From both teams, but we are less dog shit than Carlton, and that's why we won.
Yep. Paddy Cripps in the ruck. Love to see that. Love to see your captain on a new 6-year deal. For already Swift injured. Let's put him in the ruck.
$6 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just play him in the ruck against Geelong. Saw him walking in the ruck, and they went to Sav, and we're just like, just kill him.
Who else? Oh, and then if you're Carlton, you're like, who else is always fucking injured? Let's throw him in the ruck too.
Jack Silvani.
Fuck me. I wonder why we hate you on this show when you dish up shit like that.
Yeah.
I think Carlton's the most selfish team I've seen in a long time.
They're
all me.
They are. It was interesting to watch. There are a lot of times where Geelong just like kind of walked through them.
Yep.
And it's like, where's the...
I feel
like,
sorry for Eddie Betts. I would throw up if I played with that team.
Yeah. It's
Sard had a lot of the ball. He was the second highest disposal getter for Carlton.
Me. I think there were times where he was there was Zach Tui kicked two goals.
Mm-hmm.
I think both times Sard was on him.
Yeah.
And for Zach Tui to be Zach Tui had a huge game. He went to his old side and went, hey, fucking look at me. Remember when you didn't sign me on?
Yeah.
24, two goals.
I can't believe Harry Mackay is winning the Coleman medal.
After the display he
does
gave.
Some enormous potato moves out on the footy field. He's trying to kick like fucking check side from 40 metres out because he doesn't trust his drop punt.
Yep.
That other one that he completely fucked when he had Eddie Betts open.
And then wasn't there
also sick.
There was the kick out by a Carlton that went.
Oh, that was the one where, Stocker. Yeah, so we missed a goal directly in front and I was like, fuck Geelong.
Yeah.
And then Stocker kicked it out and just kicked it straight to Zach Tui. Yeah.
But no, he didn't kick it straight to Zach Tui because there was no control over.
No, he lined up for it. He wanted to go long, like a big barrel, and he just shanked it and it went straight to Zach Tui.
Straight to the barrel specialist.
Who then didn't miss.
Yeah. Notice he tweaks his mustache every time he has a shot of goal.
Did you see the interview with him afterwards? Yeah. And they said they pointed out to me I need to settle down.
Yeah.
He's a great set shot kick.
He's a very good set shot kick.
Yeah.
The kick in, just for anyone who didn't see it, the ball kind of gets stuck to his hand. So it drops onto his foot sideways.
Grippo.
Yeah. Just, it was a real, the weirdest part of this game was too, which I think was also.
Because it stuck his hand, it drops from so high. It's so funny.
I think. It's generally so good though. It just, fuck. Yeah, it's very funny. But I think the skills were so bad. Did you see the fucking fog rolling over the ground? There were points where I'm like, how do they know what's at the other end of the goal?
It looked grim.
Yeah.
It was spooky.
After this game, the game
was being played in a graveyard.
I drove to a beach house, so I had to drive for 2 hours in the fog, and there was points where the highway, there's no lights on the highway. I was like,
I can't see a thing.
I don't know if there's no cars on this road or I just can't see the cars that are on the road.
Yeah, it was pretty foggy. One great little bright thing, Max Holmes kicked his first goal and it was a ripper. The bloke has been having a real Lewis Jetta crack where he's like, I want to break the record for the most misses before I get one. He finally got one and they all got around him.
How many misses?
I think 8 or 9.
Eey. Jetta had like 14 at one point, didn't he?
Yeah. So he's had a couple of cracks and from gettable shots too. So it was nice to see him kick
shake
a goal,
the demons out.
Shake the demons out. Also, this score is a little misleading because the 3 goals that Carlton kicked in the last quarter were all junk time specials.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah, they're filth.
So, really, they kicked 2 goals for when the game counted.
Yep.
They're
a bad team. I'm not afraid to say it.
No. So, Sam Walsh should come to another club, maybe a club that he, you know, played junior footy around, also based in Victoria.
Interesting.
So, next game.
Yeah, just want to say, Tom.
Yes.
On Carlton's foot skills, where are they better than perhaps 3 podcasters who found themselves having a kick in the park this week?
No.
Joel, Tom, and I were having a kick with Damo, a friend of ours, the host of Skatey Boys podcast. New episodes every Friday.
Hawthorn fan.
Yep, Hawthorn fan. We were away recording episodes for Skatey Boys, a podcast. New episodes every Friday. We had this thing where we couldn't go home until we kicked and marked to each other 6 times in a row.
Yep. Oh, huge.
Which doesn't sound like a lot because it isn't.
No. It's a very small number, six.
So how fucking long did it take?
Probably, eventually we got to 11 in a row.
Oh,
we got on a run. We hit six and we were like, let's just keep going until we lose.
Moon's the limit.
Got 11. Yep.
Got 11.
Joel, can I ask, who do you think was the weak link in that group?
Tom.
Yes.
How did you know?
I've played kick to kick with you before, Tom.
The man's got concrete feet.
Yeah. Mm. And concrete hands.
He doesn't move. And then when he does move, it's wrong.
We had that problem when we were playing kick to kick with Tom before. He does not know a lead.
Are you saying that I play football like a defender? Because that is exactly how I play sport.
No, but defenders can read the flight of the ball. Nah. You just like have no concept.
I just copy movement. I just copy my opponent. That's what I've always done.
The ball is... Like, say the ball's dropping, like, a meter in front of you.
Like, he'll run backwards.
Yeah, or just, like, stand still and watch it, and then it'll be at, like, head height, and he'll be like, oh, I'll put his arms up then. It's funny.
I'm real so Daria in the opening credits of Daria.
We needed six. The amount of times we got to five, and then it was the kick to Tom and just a dropped bark. Damon and I just looked at each other and I'm like, fuck.
Now, what about the ones where we got to five and I'd marked it and then I shanked the kick to
That's
you?
That's true, yeah. It was all happening. No, great to have a kick, though.
Yeah, felt good.
Felt powerful.
No better feeling.
Do you know who is a very good mark and kick of the ball?
Damo?
Damo.
His kick's pretty good. His mark is elite.
He didn't drop a mark, I think, once.
He fucking glides through the air
and
takes marks. I just loved it.
It was beautiful to watch.
That is beautiful. Yep. There's a lot of parks around here. I reckon now we've got four people willing to kick. Here we go.
All right, let's continue the dirty day.
And this is a sad dirty day. And Sean,
yeah.
I'm a little bit worried that our attitude towards a certain team in the AFL has actually cursed your team.
Go on.
So... I'm going to say friend of the show, but it could be former friend of the show, but also they could have been the ones that severed this relationship. Friend of the show, Jason.
Oh.
Carlton supporter.
What's he fucking done?
Also a big card collector. He has footy cards and stuff like that. Has an Instagram dedicated to it. And occasionally on Facebook and whatever, like Stars footy cards will run like a competition.
Sure.
And one of the competitions this week was guess who wins the Brisbane St. Kilda game and what margin, and the winner gets a booster box of footy cards. And Jason, it came up on my Facebook feed, said Saints by 17. And then I replied being like, I'm taking this as a personal attack on how good's footy. And he said, he confirmed that and said, yeah, it's a bit of a who cares cup, don't you think?
That's not what a who cares cup is, but.
As an outsider, Brisbane versus St. Kilda was a who cares cup to him.
Not if you're a how good's footy person.
Well,
is he? I don't know anymore.
Then
it's not our look. Jason, if you're still listening, it's not our fault. Your team is garbage.
I think that after like 6 weeks of us being nothing but horrible to Carlton, Jason has clearly had some good luck up his sleeve because I think he also got the closest to the winning margin. So he's won those cards with his Saints prediction.
Good for him.
I will also say to all those salty Carlton fans, tune in early in the season when we're all over the Carlton women's side.
Yeah, you weren't tuning in then, were you, fucking Tracy?
There's a lot of like deep Howgood's footy lore, and I still think that there's probably parts that we've never explained on air. And listeners are like, like whenever Carlton comes up, there's always a fuck you to Tracy, whoever that is.
Yeah. We'll never know.
Tracy knows.
Tracy
is acutely aware.
Yeah.
In fact, I think she tweeted about how aware she is just hopefully this week.
Don't know. I'm not aware of that.
So, Sean, this was...
You okay, buddy?
A terrible not really. Result.
Because I watched last week's game with our buddy Damo.
Yep.
And he was like, Jesus Christ, you're a maniac. I tried to bring a more calm outlook to this game.
Wrong week.
I also should point out... if anyone is unaware of Damo, he actually makes a very brief appearance in last week's episode. You'll notice when the microphones get like cranked up, it's because Sean is describing
how calm he was,
beating the shit out of a couch or something. And then you hear
lightly Damo, tapping it.
Damo in the background being like, what the fuck are you saying? So that's Damo.
Yeah, I try to be a bit more calm because that fucking nerd wasn't happy with how I was.
How dare you talk about Damo like that? He is a sunbeam.
He is.
Mr. Buckets.
You're a cunt.
No, I am. I really am. No, I tried to be more calm. I tried to be like, what would Damo do? He would enjoy the game. Couldn't enjoy the game because it wasn't very good. Saints were really good. Their pressure was awesome. So full credit to them. I'm not trying to take anything away. Brisbane just – Tom, you experienced this when we played you. Sometimes you just have a bad week.
Yep.
You kind of just don't turn up. The effort seems
and
off.
And then it's compounded by the other team really turning up.
The other
up.
Team have really set themselves to take down a top four team. And it kind of just didn't work. But, yeah, the big thing, the heartbreaking thing is Hipwood did his ACL. I think it was in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then
Stasevich nearly broke off his head.
Well, yeah, Ryder's not a bad person at all. He's a great guy. And he went up to him immediately and said, hey. But that's when I think you need to get fined for careless because it's not intentional at all. But when you're that close to the boundary line, don't push somebody.
Yeah.
He went off for the last 15 minutes of that game. And I'm not saying that changed the result because it didn't. The Saints were going to win. But they did open up the floodgates a bit. And Stasevich is like one of our better defenders. So there's little factors. There's percentage things that happen. I'm a bit annoyed by that. But the Saints were fucking good. Jack Steele's really good.
I think the thing that hurt Brisbane the most.
Zach Jones. Sorry, Tom, to cut you off. Zach Jones is such a huge inclusion.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's a good
player. And Marshall.
He's a good player. Yeah, Marshall and Ryder. Like without them, I think the Saints
that's,
are
look at their seasons. Marshall's come back in and they've started to win. But the other thing too is I think one thing that you couldn't have planned or prepared for was in round one of this year when Luke Dunstan, who couldn't get a game, went to Brett Ratten and said, what do I do? And Brett Ratten was like, you're not getting a game. I'm not going to pick you.
Yeah.
So he went into the VFL and went, all right, I'm going to make you pick me. He's come in and I don't think he's had less than 30 touches.
I'm not a big fan of 25 touches. Saints clearly came with like an agenda. And you have to when you play against teams that are above you.
Yeah.
But the amount of times I'm watching that game and Lachie Neale or Hugh McCluggage are about to take possession of the ball and they've already got one arm held back.
Yeah.
Like umpires need to be better. Umpiring this year is driving me fucking insane. Yep. And it was a bit of like – it was largely 50-50 on the night. Again, that's not a reason why Brisbane lost. Brisbane just didn't really turn up.
Membry and King went bananas as well.
We'll get to them in a sec. Fagan said we've had – a really bad game against Sydney in round one and a really bad game against the Saints in round 17. Everything else, we've been pretty
you've been thereabouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think hopefully they respond. Fucking devastated for Hipwood. That just kills me.
And we're devastated for you.
Thank you, mate. And you just saw like Brisbane didn't
the structure.
There was not a plan B, it didn't seem.
Well, the issue is that
they just kept bombing it in and the amount of times they're bombing it in and it was like Charlie Cameron or Link McCarthy versus two or three opponents. And it was like, what the fuck are we doing?
Charlie had a pretty off night.
Had a dog shit night, and I think when things are going bad, he's not good. He can be really lazy and give away free kicks and just not really – he didn't turn up.
Yeah.
He needs to be better.
It was one of those things where Danaher's been so good this year because he's been able to play higher up the ground.
Yeah, he stays for another free kick though.
Oh, did he really?
Get fined for it as well?
I haven't seen a fine come through. I've only seen a screenshot of the apparent staging where people have cracked the shits in him. I didn't actually see that.
I was listening to it on ABC Grandstand.
Yeah.
And they were like, you got to stop doing that, Joey.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those.
After it's.
Yeah. So he probably will get fined again then if that's the case. I haven't seen the video of it, so I don't know. But he's going to have to lift. They're going to have to change. He won't ruck anymore. They'll have to bring in Tom Fullerton to ruck with Big O.
Yep.
And Joey and Dan McStay. Dan McStay is now nearly the most important player in the team.
Yep.
Him and Joey. I just want to say this to Brisbane fans. It's going to be fucking hard to win the premiership from here. Seriously. Hipwood is so fucking important.
Yeah,
structurally.
Darcy Gardner is so fucking important. It's hard.
You'll get Gardner back.
Cam
Rayner finals,
is
won't
underrated
you?
Too. Gardner will come back maybe final round or first week of finals, but then you've got a guy who's been out for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Like and you need time to get back.
Cameron is in a weird spot where I feel like he was underrated, but he's getting more and more rated as the season rolls on, even though he's not playing. Have you noticed that?
No, it's the same thing that I've experienced already with Hipwood. With Hipwood, it's like Brisbane can't win the flag unless Hipwood kicks more goals, and now he's injured. Brisbane can't win the flag because they don't have Hipwood.
Yeah.
Same with Rayner. Rayner's an underperforming number one pick. Now that he's not in the team, he's the X factor they need to win the flag.
Yeah.
Which I agree with the second statement. He's crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like sometimes you worry when a young player goes out with a knee, you go, someone else is going to come in and maybe it'll be hard for him to win his spot back. He'll be straight back in.
Yeah.
He's so important. Especially because they were out and put him in a heartbeat.
Especially because they were training him for midfield time.
Yeah, that sucks too. Look, all these little factors are stacking up. Brisbane really last year was a golden chance.
Well, you had a good health run.
Yeah.
The thing is, your list profile is still good.
It's good, but I don't agree with, like, the back line was a fucking rabble on the weekend. The amount of times St Kilda had free people and then
Max just, King on his own so yeah, often.
And then players would just like turn around and be like, who the fuck's on him? And it's like Brisbane's back line is usually pretty solid. I think you've got injuries happening now and it's not a cohesive six anymore. You've got Birchall was out. Now he's back in. I don't think he should be in the team. James Madden was out. He's back in. There's not that like cohesion. Gardner's usually in there. He's not. Leicester's normally there. He's not. He's going to come back in. There's all sorts of shit going on. It's, yeah. Melbourne are best placed now, I think, because their injury list is like almost non-existent.
Yep.
One more thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm happy to fucking move on forever. I forgive Dane Zorko. I've been coming after him all year. I had a moment in this game where I went, oh, no, I understand you.
Oh.
He marked
Sean.
Yeah, I know.
That's huge.
I know. He marked the ball just after the siren on three-quarter time, about 55 out, so he wasn't allowed to have the shot. And as soon as the siren went, he's piffed the ball away. And I looked at his face, and he was trying – Dane Zorko is maybe the angriest man in the world.
Yep,
second. And he does everything he can to hold it in. And I saw something in him that I was like, I see myself.
Because you're the most angriest
and
man.
I can't be angry at him, I don't think, because he's doing everything he can to not kill people.
Yeah.
He could have killed the entire team and his teammates. Yeah. And he chose not to.
He nearly went Robbo.
And you've got to respect that, I think. Maybe I've been too hard on him.
No, this is, you see, it's like,
this is revelatory.
I think Dane Zorko needs to be a better leader, but oh, I get it now. I'd never seen it before. I saw it on his face and I was like, you are the angriest man in the world.
Did you, Sean, did you feel like you were Winona and he was Raylan Givens in hit TV series Justified?
Yeah, a classic show, a classic reference by you.
Thank you.
I absorbed that into my soul. Great reference.
Great
People
show.
Won't appreciate that reference. Nah. That's quality.
But let us will. Know if you appreciated the reference.
Yep. That's what he is. He's Raylan Givens.
Yep.
As am I. I'm Zorko.
Fucking hell. Jesus. We should move on.
Yeah.
But that's a bombshell.
Yeah. We have gotten to it. We're finally arrived at Fucked Sunday.
Yep.
Where tips, it didn't matter who you tipped because they were out the fucking window.
Yep.
Teams that needed to win lost. Teams you thought were going to win lost. Teams that had no chance won. It was fucked.
Were you the same as me? You went 4 from 4 and you're like, here we go.
Yep.
And then,
yep.
Yeah. Then Fucked Sunday.
And Fucked Sunday.
I want to check mine. I wonder if I got any from Fucked Sunday.
I went 4 from 4 and then 0 from the next 4.
Yeah. No, I'm the same.
Holy shit.
But,
yeah.
But Joel, some people did worse than us. People must have tipped Port, I think.
Me. I'm on 3.
Port. Some people also tipped Adelaide.
Some people must have tipped Hawthorn.
Hawthorn were like not written off as much as they should have been.
Well, because it's in Tassie. And Freo traveling, you just don't know. But yeah. Wow.
Yeah, look. I honestly,
yeah, we've gone up a lot.
I thought I tipped the Suns, but I tipped the Giants.
I thought I tipped Sydney because I talked it up last week, and I don't think anyone got behind me when I said I think Sydney will win. No, I didn't. I fucked up.
Well,
no Norton, no doggies, maybe.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's looking good, though. I think it was last week when I was talking about how Lance Franklin might kick his 100th in the grand final. And you guys might have been like, they won't be there. And I'm like, Sydney, what's the first game?
First game is Mars Stadium Hurricane.
We'll get to Sydney.
Tuke Miller. Tuke
Miller. All Australian. 100% lock him in.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Yeah. He cannot miss that team.
He can't.
He's going to win the fucking Coaches Association.
So here's the thing. He's got to be.
He's only like 3 behind.
He's got to be in the team, not on the bench. He's in the starting midfield.
You know what? They should have fought that suspension. He got that 1 week suspension. He's going to win the fucking Brownlow.
He could win the Brownlow being eligible.
Jesus Christ.
Who's stealing votes from him?
Well,
they don't win a lot of games.
That's the issue. And
but Gary Ablett, he won Brownlow in a year when they won 3 games.
Yes, but he's Gary Ablett.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, he's Tuke Miller, Tom.
Tuke Miller's good.
It's Miller time.
Whoa!
Yeah. I love Tuke Miller. I used to fucking hate him, much like I hated Zorko.
But you realise.
Because they hated each other, and now it's all come full circle, and I love them both.
Tuke Miller, 155 fantasy points, kicked 2 goals, 35 touches, 14 tackles.
Yep.
I saw a stat from Swamp that I think he's the only player to do that specific collection of stats.
That's huge.
And 10 clearances, I think, as well.
I've got him in my team, my fantasy team.
Two players had 41 touches in this game.
Yeah, who was the player for the Giants?
Hopper.
Yeah, he's a good player.
And Alice had them for Gold Coast.
This was
this ground.
Knock it
have
down.
Have you both been there?
No.
Okay, you've so been there. I've been there twice.
Frozen to death both times.
I hesitate to have a crack at it because it's friend of the show, Matt's home ground.
Yep.
I think it's below AFL standard and part of me hates it.
Mm.
Like, what the fuck? The weather down there is just shit. It sickens me.
It's the coldest it's ever been any time ever there.
Yep. Did you see the goal, the Suns, when they were kicking against the wind?
Yeah. Did it blow backwards?
Basically. So Flanders or Sam Day was going for a shot.
Yeah.
And Brad Johnson was in the commentary box and he was like, he has to kick it at the left-hand point post, right?
Yep.
And it's like, he's on the left-hand side. Like if he's kicking it the left, like he's kicking it almost out on the full. The guys kicked it straight at the left-hand point post. It bent back and went through the middle.
That's fucking magic. Like, yeah. I actually love that.
It looked
keep
beautiful.
Mars Stadium. I think keep it because that kind of stuff is just gold.
I think that having an AFL ground that's below AFL standard is also a bit funny.
I'm back on board.
Just like a ground that's just fucked, good.
Just having, it means that the warm-up is really important.
Bring back when GMHBA Stadium sucks shit too.
it's one of those things though where like when you have a stadium where the wind is that wild, players actually have to warm up and think about the goal kicking.
Yep.
Which is what this player, and the next player to take the other goal, like also at the Suns end, did a similar thing, like learned from that kick and aimed just a little bit inside because they were a bit further around.
Well, when I went down to Mars earlier in the year, this breaks my heart because it was Eric Hipwood kicking pre-game and just doing all sorts of tricks for the wind. And then in the game, didn't do any of them. Just tried to kick it like normal. Oh, God bless him.
Anyway, that's not even the most fucked part. The most fucked part was that the Giants were in front with about 2 minutes to go.
They're up by like 11 points, yeah?
Yeah, 9, I think.
Yep.
And then Gold Coast hit the lead with a minute left.
Good on them.
And in that period of time, JWS had 3 attempts at scoring that all fell short.
Yeah.
Did you see that little Stuart Jew master coaching move?
No.
It was a bit of a risk. So the ball was parked over the other side of the ground, so they couldn't get interchange people off.
Yeah.
Tuke Miller's on the bench. Best player.
Yeah.
Got to get him on. Stuart Jew was like, what do we do? Do we wait for play to come back over here? No, I'll take the risk. He dragged one of his players. So they were one man down at the contest. Tuke Miller came back on, got a clearance. They kicked a goal.
Whoa, oh,
that's
Stewie
big.
Stewie
don't back him into a corner.
Mars time, magic time.
Oh. Stewie loved the 1-point win too.
Fucking yeah.
They've never had a 1-point win in their entire history.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. They've had some close wins.
They've had some close wins, but they've also been on like-
Remember when they were the cardiac kids and they have like a week where they won by 2, they won by 3.
But they never won by 1, but they lost by 1 heaps. Apparently they lost by 1 like 4 or 5 times. First time.
I'm happy for Stewie, Jude.
1-point win.
This is good.
There was some like pretty powerful coaching moves that happened.
Phil Davis being thrown forward in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah,
there
fuck.
Was that, but not just this game.
Should
this
have had a shot, Philly.
He did.
No, he tried to chip that last kick.
Toby. Well, I think he tried, but he kind of was on the wrong footed a bit.
Yeah, have a crack.
But he didn't get moved there.
Yeah.
So obviously the Suns threw an extra back.
Yep.
So Phil Davis went, fuck yeah, I'll play on you.
Yeah, good on him.
There was also, this wasn't this game, but it was something that I saw, which was there was a point in the Melbourne Port game where there was a rock throw in and they wanted to get Stephen May as a free man in the back line. So Max Gawn just went down to May's opponent, like ran away from the rock contest 70 meters.
Yeah.
So that then, yeah, and it worked. Like, crazy.
I love a good coach move.
Oh, juicy.
Oh, you love to see it. The lasso special.
Yeah. Next game.
Whoa. Here they come. Shake down that thunder from the skies.
Ooh.
I've told you about this before, but the South Melbourne song obviously changes Swans to South, but also changes... so it's Swans will go win and win overall, but they often say South will go win and shit on them all.
Oh, that's wow. So
I hope they sang that today.
Fuck, that's good.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Never heard that.
They look
because
really...
they're too nice to sing that, I think. I've never heard that.
Well, South Melbourne Football Club fucking
Can I just
dogs.
Say, I reckon if Tom Papley's in charge of leading the song, they're the lyrics he sings.
Oh, yeah, but I mean like fans, you know?
Yeah.
You never get
Swans
beaten by Sydney and then hear that.
Swans fans are good people.
Yeah.
I don't think I know a fuckhead Swans fan.
They have a no dickhead policy. It extends to the fan base.
Yep.
I'm sure there's a few.
They have one dickhead allowed, yep. And it's Tom Papley.
Yeah.
And that's it. They've hit their quota. Yep. No other dickheads.
Yep. I will say that my father's side of the family is heavily embedded in the South Melbourne Football Club, so I can guarantee you there's some dickhead fans.
Do they barrack for Sydney, though?
My dad does, yes. Mm. Actually, yeah, most of them do. Well, my dad does, not a dickhead.
Yep.
My late grandfather did.
Yep.
Yep. My uncle barracks for Carlton, but he played heaps of football for South Melbourne.
Yeah, but much like Papley is the dickhead. So
maybe the douche
family. Maybe Sydney, the
Warren
team.
Kappa, they had him.
Yeah. So maybe Sydney, the team, have a 1% dickhead policy, and that's 1% of the fan base can be dickheads.
Yep. The
it's a big fan base.
Overwhelmingly, though, I've never been to a Sydney game and felt like they were going to have a go at me, but every other team.
My great-grandfather that died watching the footy was a South Melbourne supporter. That is a fucked story.
That's such that a good is story. Very fucked.
Yeah. Just
hectic.
Hectic.
Yeah. Speaking, sense. Should be on a Furphy ad, to
it
be honest.
Should be.
Furphy, feel free to reach out.
I watched this game. Fucking started. This game started out of off its head. Baz kicked one from 60.
Yeah.
The first goal of the game.
Two touches and a goal.
Like, and then at the other end, Dawson kicked, I think, 3 goals before the end of the quarter. Just went ballistic.
Is he out of contract?
No, I think he re-signed last year.
Oh, should have re-signed right now.
It's just
money bags.
What a game! What a game!
Give him Cripps money.
Give him the $6 million man.
Yeah.
He's got the left peg of God.
Yeah, he's gonna be good.
He is good.
I mean, yeah, already.
Yeah,
yeah. Sydney, fuck. They are
scary.
They're so chaos.
Have they beaten every top 4 team except Melbourne, who they should have beaten probably. Yep.
Yeah, they lost by 9 points to Melbourne.
Yeah, that was they rattled Melbourne that night.
This game was really scary because the only two frightening teams that Essendon play for the rest of the season are both of these.
Yeah, but you and Sydney are always close, so you're going to be there amongst it.
Yeah. Buddy will be fucking getting in someone's ear.
He kicked one goal, 3. Yep. Disappointing.
Which you called. You said he's only going to kick one this week.
Yeah, and I said, and shut up, dickhead, he'll kick 3.
And he's one that he kicked, he celebrated huge for it.
Good on him.
Got a really around it. Wasn't the best goal of the game. Best goal of the game was to his fellow forward, Amati.
Yep.
Fucking Euro special.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Did you see Tom Hickey's magic time?
Oh.
Did you see that move? Did you see this?
No, I didn't
see it. He did like a fucking, got it. Was it out of the ruck?
Yep.
Tapped it down, one-handed, behind his back, flicked it up, grabbed it with the other hand, and then passed it off.
It was fucking magical.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was awesome. Were the commentary like, a big man cannot do that. What the fuck?
He brought all his tricks. Time. Yeah. They brought all their tricks.
Yeah. It was good. The only, I guess you could just say the Dogs didn't have Aaron Norton.
Yeah.
Which is pretty big. But fuck Sydney. Jesus Christ.
That back line of Sydney's.
Get the young players back. They're too quick.
But here's the thing. That
shitting myself as a Brisbane supporter.
That back line of Sydney's is so rock solid.
Yeah.
You got what? Rampy, who can be both so stoic and strong, and then also just his brain will explode.
Yep.
And then you've got McCartan, who's gone from being a maligned forward to being just like safest hands in the world.
Yep.
Like they're just so good out of that.
Midfield's great.
Dawson plays out of the back line and he kicked 3 fucking goals.
Yep.
Oh.
Their midfield's really strong, and Hickey, what a pickup.
What a pickup.
Recruit of the year.
It's just, yeah.
Him and Dom Pike.
Here's the big thing. Here's the big thing, right? Look, there.
Sydney should just be worried because Pikey Collingwood are sniffing.
Yeah, they are.
Cunts.
Here's the thing. So Sydney win against a team that was technically top of the ladder, you know, before the round started.
Yeah.
Playing very well, playing on their home deck too.
Yeah.
Sydney beat them and either Papley or Franklin really ran away with it.
Scary.
Yeah. You know, the only thing that might stop Sydney winning the flag is that they're probably not going to get to go home for the rest of the year.
Yep.
That's just fucked.
Yeah.
With
the Giants, it doesn't matter because they suck shit.
Yeah.
But Sydney, ooh, Jesus Christ.
Ugelhagen.
Played his first game?
Not the debut that I think it was.
He had a crack,
but I
few,
think.
He had a few nearly
yeah.
sort of.
Yeah, moment. But I think because there was a lot of nearlies and no.
Yeah.
Like he needed really badly to kick a goal, I think.
Whatever. He's like, it's his first game.
Let him.
No.
Let him play him. Again.
Yeah.
They might not.
Don't know about that.
Beveridge did say that his old coach
said always play the second game.
But Beveridge said, I don't know if I have the luxury of that, though, because they get Norton and a bunch of others available next week.
Yeah.
They could rest somebody, perhaps. Depends who they're playing. I don't know.
Anyway, true.
Next game.
They are playing the Suns at Metricon.
Well, we can't rest against the Suns right now because they're
dangerous.
Fire.
And
If we're up to the next game. Boys, did you hear some of that?
Evil
you...
with evil.
Oh, that's Richmond in fucking 12th, baby.
We are in a position where Essendon are above Richmond on the ladder and it is round 17.
I nearly threw up in the fourth quarter of this game because very late in the day, I think Richmond kicked a goal pretty late and it got back to 9 points. Then Collingwood got it down and they kicked a goal and that was it. It was the sealer. And I did a fist pump. And I wanted to throw up and die.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. A good result. It was a result.
Yeah, it's good for footy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it makes the top eight race so interesting now.
It's not good for Brisbane next week. We have to play Richmond, who will now be even more sick and fired up. But fuck. They're missing so many players.
But a lot of people are missing players.
No, but Richmond are missing like eight of their premiership players.
But the Bulldogs are missing about 10 players.
Who are they missing?
Well, they put a list of players that aren't available at the moment. It's like right, 12.
Well, we're missing players too.
So are Geelong. So is everybody.
I'm making your argument for you. I believe you now. I'm on board.
Essendon are missing Caldwell, Scheel.
Richmond have still got 12 to 15 premiership players on the field.
Mate, I agree. They should be better than
five goals up.
They've lost four in a row. They're disgusting. They haven't won in 5 weeks. They've got Brisbane, and then they've got Geelong, and they've got Freo on the road. Hope they lose all of them.
Imagine if Richmond roll into the end of this season having lost 8 in a row after being pretty much considered premiership favourites for the whole year.
And pretty much considered having an easy-ish run home.
Everyone was talking about how they will fly into the finals.
Yeah.
The fans are still talking about, we've got an okay run home. And it's like,
it's getting harder.
Was St Kilda easy? Was Gold Coast easy?
Was Collingwood easy?
Collingwood.
This is also, I will say this though, before we get too excited, Collingwood, dog shit team.
Oh, they suck shit.
They've done this 4 weeks in a row where they don't play for three quarters and then they turn it on for 25 minutes.
Yep.
Good Harvey, what are you doing?
I like Robert Harvey. Good to see him get a win. Apparently, they got around him after the game.
They did. That was actually
apparently
at three quarter time, he also said, we're 20 points down. We're really good at last quarters.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Yeah, apparently they were interviewing Taylor Adams and he said that Harvey's speech was really – really, really big third quarter speech.
Well, Collingwood have probably never had a good speech from a coach before since their old coach is a fuckhead.
That's true.
I hate him. Nathan Buckley, get fucked.
Yeah. I heard a coaching rumor floating around last week. Did you guys hear this one? About where Nathan Buckley may end up as a coach?
I think we're talking about who may have potentially been offered a position at Collingwood.
Oh, no. I heard a weird one, and I don't think this is going to come to fruition, but it was Nathan Buckley to Port Adelaide to replace Ken Hinckley.
Why?
The idea being that he won a premiership playing for the Port Adelaide Magpies back in the day. So bring him home.
Why would Port drop Hinckley, who's been pretty successful for them in the last couple of years?
He does look like an old ball sack.
And he's a cunt, so there's that as well.
And one of the biggest TCs on record.
Yeah, imagine the coaching.
Do you know who else is a TC though?
Nathan Buckley.
But do you imagine the coaching power of Buckley and his senior assistant, Michael Voss?
Oh, no, that's too...
And then imagine they bring James Hurd in. Port Adelaide should just go big on the coaches.
The three best players of the late 90s, early 2000s.
Don't worry about recruiting players. Just have the all-star coach team.
Oh, my God.
Fucking call Cooter up, get him in.
Get McLeod to coach the back line.
Yeah.
The only problem is...
Matty Lloyd to coach the forwards.
I hope that King has secretly gotten in touch with Matty Lloyd and that explains his performance this weekend.
Well, I think since the bye, he's had 9 shots at goal and he's kicked 7 goals 1. So Lloydy's done a little bit of magic.
He's been like,
I'm not a Matthew Lloyd, I'm a Matthew Aloido.
They won't let us catch up? All right, we'll just Zoom call it.
Yeah.
Little backyard kick.
Oh, I just
Zoom.
Happen to be at the park while you're at the park. I'm just going to talk through my kicking routine out loud.
Yep.
Hope no one's listening.
Oh, how good would it be?
That'd be so good. He's just kicking goals in a park, talking really loudly, and Max Kin happens to overhear.
Love it if Matty Lloyd's kid is out there just playing footy and he's got an earpiece in and Lloydy's in the car just giving his kid advice to Max King.
Well, what about, it's just, look, let's just say hypothetically that Freo and West Coast fall out and Essendon have made the finals in this instance just so that this situation doesn't seem like I'm picking St Kilda over my own team, because I would never. But imagine Max King's lining up for a shot on goal to put Saints in front with like 30 seconds to go and that will cement their place in the finals, round 23. He's lining up for a goal, pulls up his socks, rips out some grass, throws it up in the air, kicks the goal. Lloydy.
Everyone's you know what I'd love?
Who taught him that? And he just looks at the camera and winks.
What about that same situation? Pulls his socks up. They've been down the whole game. And he's wearing like those Matthew Lloyd like footy legend socks.
Oh, what about this? Kicks a goal 30 seconds up. So there's still some play left. Bounce the ball.
He just knocks someone out. Just lines them up, kills him, looks through the crowd, winks, and Matty Lloyd's like, that's my boy.
Yeah. Taught him all I know. Velvet Sledgehammer too.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
That's huge. Big, I wonder who they're playing in the last round. If it's Hawthorn, that would be so funny.
Imagine.
Oh, shit myself because I thought it was Hawthorn, but no, they're playing, fuck, St. Kilda are playing Fremantle in the last round.
Where?
Marvel, although it's TBC.
Okay, yeah.
But probably, will be Marvel.
Yeah, fuck, that's big too.
There's a lot
that could. Oh, imagine if that's for eighth spot.
Could be.
Whew.
And then, I mean, Essendon are playing Collingwood that, like, in the last round as well, and there's a chance that that's for Essendon to make final.
Yeah.
That'll be fucked.
Yeah.
Let's not get too excited about what could happen in 6 weeks, because a lot can change between now and then.
Yeah.
Anyway, Collingwood, we hate you, but thank you for doing the right thing.
I'm not really thankful. I said to Tom, it's an alien predator versus versus predator situation. Yeah,
or an England Italy in the soccer.
Yep.
I hate them both.
Yeah.
No matter who wins, we lose.
Yep.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's happening next week, mate?
So, well,
you mean what's happening right now? The West Coast Eagles are up by 6.
Great. Good for them.
But they've gone a long way to get to 6 points up because they've kicked
2-6 to 2 goals.
Disgusting.
So, next week.
Prime time Thursday.
Freo take on Geelong at Optus Stadium.
Oh.
Yeah.
Freo.
Fuck you.
Your team's playing like absolute shit at the moment, mate.
Yeah, against shit teams.
Yeah.
This game would be way worse.
Was Brisbane a shit team?
No. For Carlton, I'm saying. And the game before that, where we won as well.
Yeah, he played shit then? Against Essendon too.
Yeah.
Playing a fair bit of shit.
Yeah, against bad teams.
Yeah, but have you remembered how to play against good teams?
We will.
I don't know, Tom.
If Freo were 13th, this would be a bigger danger game.
Yeah. Fair enough. Freo.
Geelong. I think I'm going to go Geelong. Whoa!
Are you excited for Sean to swap at the last minute?
Yeah, big time.
No, I'm 100% on Freo.
Until you see one out and it just goes out the
window.
Well,
I mean, if there is, like, if Fife is out, then obviously I'm going to change, aren't I?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Freo.
That's
sorry,
true.
Tom.
Joel Selwood's back.
Business. Oh, really?
Yep.
Freo.
Is Jeremy Cameron?
No, obviously not.
Freo.
What a recruit.
Freo.
Next game, Friday night. Richmond take on the Brisbane Lions.
Fuck.
Brisbane. It's at the MCG, though.
Thanks, Tom. I respect that.
Yeah.
shitting myself completely. It's yeah. Jack Rewalt's 300th. Brisbane for the win. Please, God.
Then Saturday, Battle of the Bridge.
Fuck, where? At
Mars Stadium.
Is it at Mars again?
It's at Mars.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Can you imagine Buddy's going to kick 3 goals, 8?
Buddy from 50 kicks it directly out to the wing so that it curls around enough.
Fuck.
They're going to be aiming at people in the crowd just so the ball bends enough.
Oh, my God.
Sydney. Sit.
It's dangerous for them, though.
No, this is fucked because Giants will be used to it now.
Fuck. And they'll be dirty.
Yeah.
Giants have been up and down lately.
But guys, when they're on. Sydney's social media team posted a photo of Kennedy, Parker and Rampy dressed as astronauts because they're going to Mars.
Sydney.
That's quality. Sydney. Has to be Sydney.
Then at Metricon, Gold Coast take on Western Bulldogs. Western Bulldogs will be furious.
Dogs.
They missed top of the ladder already. And then Melbourne take on Hawthorn.
Melbourne.
Oh.
Sorry, Hawthorn.
Sorry.
Fucking cop another 80-point loss, I reckon.
Yep. This game's juicy, though.
Oh, speaking of Hawthorn, real quick, Kano absolutely fucking lined up Alistair Clarkson.
Clarko?
Yes.
I saw him line up Tom Mitchell.
No, lined up Clarko because he was like, why? They were like, it's stupid for Alistair Clarkson to be sticking around next year. It's not the type of plan that's going to work with this team. And then he was like, and I honestly thought he was just going to leave at the end of this year. But he talked himself into a corner and got all really like huffy and brave about how he's sticking around. And now he's just going to look like an idiot if he leaves.
Oh, it's true.
He was like, if he has any integrity, he has to stay. And if he leaves, you can never trust his word again.
That's big words.
It was crazy to hear someone line up Clarko like that.
Fuck.
Fucking, you'd hate to be a drywall next season, I'll tell you what.
Jesus.
Next game is St Kilda take on Port Adelaide.
Juicy.
Where?
Oh, Marvel.
Fuck. Based on current form, St Kilda.
I
think Port are going to bounce back, though.
I think Port are going to bounce back, too.
St Kilda shit themselves in games that they should win.
Well, they shouldn't win this, though. This isn't a should win, though. This is... Oh, sorry, 50-50.
Sorry, not should win. They shit themselves in games that are like high pressure if we don't win.
So to Port, though. I think if the Saints bring the same pressure they did last week, St Kilda.
The thing that helps Port is that St Kilda are 10th and not 8th.
And now...
I think Port will bounce back.
And now in a very risky game that I will be attending, which is... I'm adding so many more stresses to a danger game by doing this. North Melbourne take on Essendon at Marvel.
Oh, fuck, that's a dangerous game.
Bombers.
North, do you have to fly back from Perth?
Bombers.
Essendon.
You're lucky there.
This is the exact type of game that we will shit ourselves in. I think
you might have like a fucking 9-day break because North will have to play on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, this is, it's a, the fixture's announced. It's on Sunday.
Is it the 4:40 slot?
It's a 1:10 on Sunday.
Prime
time. Yes.
Fuck.
So, fuck. Bombers. And North will be pretty pissy with the fact that we murdered them last time. And it's shown that North do have a vendetta about stuff like that because they did the same thing to Western Bulldogs where they were like very competitive.
Yep.
It's
a benchmark. They want to test how far they've come. Bombers.
Essendon.
Yep.
Shield will probably be back soon, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think they'll play in this game, but...
Make him the sub.
Make him earn it.
Yeah. Is that the last game?
No. Collingwood will take on Carlton.
Ah, oh, fucking who cares?
Carlton. Oh, actually, you know what? No, surely Carlton.
If they stand for anything...
Yeah, they should win.
And then finally, the 4:40 on Sunday... which is a place that one of these teams absolutely deserves to be considering the performance they put in on Friday night. Adelaide take on West Coast Eagles.
West Coast.
At Adelaide.
Flat track bullies. Is Tex back?
I think they suspect he'll be back, but I don't know. In this hypothetical situation, let's say yes.
Adelaide.
West Coast. Because West Coast, I think this game will be for 8th.
All right.
Huge. Now, Sean, we'd usually throw to emails at this point, but I can see that you're a hurting man. You're dead. I can see you're holding back tears.
Tom. And punches.
Tom.
Yep.
Your team played like shit.
Yeah.
Every week.
But they won.
Yep. Nearly every week.
What do you mean every week, Cal?
Yeah. Nearly every week.
And my team also played like shit, but won by 10 goals.
Every week.
Because they played against the shittest team. So rather than reading emails... we're just going to go to bed.
If you're out there, Eric, I love you. That's it.
And Tom, if you want to send us an email next week when hopefully our spirits are higher, but I'm seriously considered about the man sitting across the table from us.
You should send an email to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com wishing Sean all the best.
Yeah,
telling him that you love him.
Maybe send it like a welfare check to the howgoodsfooty inbox.
Yeah, cash maybe.
send emails to HowGoodsFooty or cash at HowGoodsFooty@gmail.com or on Twitter at HowGoodsFooty or individually. I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'll have a week off.
Don't tweet Sean for a week. And I'm at Douche13. And boys,
just if anyone does
tweet Sean during his week off, I will kill you. The boy needs a week off.
Yeah, if you need to find me on Twitter, maybe just find me at Scaredy Boys.
New episodes
every Friday.
Yeah. Wow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.